Let's hear the first clip with Rav.
If we do actions of bestowal upon actions of reception, then we learn this process upon ourselves. Slowly, slowly, gradually, until it starts rolling as it really is, from Keter to Malchut and from Malchut to Keter. It turns out that from connecting together and feeling that that's the way it works, a person can't hold on to it all the time. He needs help from the environment. If each and every one holds on to the others, then everyone can constantly be with an inclination towards the goal. And you'll see that there's no problem here at all in this entire wisdom. It's very simple to the extent that we can tolerate bestowal, tolerate it truly, then we are advancing towards spirituality.
Seguir solo, si somos dos seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Paloma busca el nido, a sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido, así yo con mi hermano me de hallar. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará.
Hola amigos.
Hello friends. What a great pleasure it is to see you all
We're here in the morning of Sunday in Santiago. We're talking about the importance of our morning lesson. The morning lesson is our fuel to be constantly more awake, more prepared. It is truly important that all of us will be connected to the lesson physically, or if you can hear it throughout the day, over and over again. The importance of the morning lesson is so relevant and so important for our connection, for our goal. There is none like it. The ability, or what can be attained by it. We are now approaching an amazing congress in Mexico. From Chile, 20 men and women are going to the congress, and we're really, really happy because we're participating seriously in the different teams in this preparation. And in truth, there was amazing work done by the friends in Mexico. It was done in a super professional way, in a way that's truly inspiring and professional, that we're really, really happy, and more than anything, we're excited because we know what a congress is. As Rav says, a congress is a year. It's like it's a year of advancement in lessons. And we have, in truth, two conventions, one in Mexico, one in the United States. And what we have now is we have a few stages in the ladder. We're very, very satisfied. We're very happy. And now we're going to go to a clip from our friends in Mexico, L'chaim. Friends, this is the entrance where we're going to have the Congress. Here, we're going to have a table. We're going to have the reception for all of our friends that come. We'll have a different sign where you can easily find us, and we'll await you. Let's move on to the entrance to the hotel reception where they are going to do the check-in. Here will be registration for the convention where you're going to get the keys. All the girls here are going to accept you here, and we are ready. And here, there is going to be the registration table where you're going to get, each one is going to get their bracelets where they can participate in the convention. And the whole registration process, from here, everything begins. So that we will be able to rise to our unity. So let's go closer here to the elevators, to our level. This level is going to be entirely ours. M2 is going to take us to the lounge where we're all going to be together. Really happy. Let's go.
All this floor is for us. And here is the living room, Regio 1. This will be the central room where we will have all our lessons. And let's get in. Adelante. Here will be Rav's table. Behind it, we will have our background with our logos, and this is the area of the where the musicians will sit with the band. And when the time will come to eat, the friends will just go through this door. Behind it, there's another room where our buffet will be. We can fill our plates and return here to sit again with the friends and connect. We are in the center of Monterrey, but this is a very quiet area. because we have a plaza outside. This is an area only for pedestrians. It's closed for vehicles. Everyone are relaxed here. It's all very beautiful here. And this time of year, it's really warm, but we have some trees for the friends to go out and rest a little bit, relax their feet, maybe smoke a cigarette, but drink a coffee. There is an amazing area, like everything has been prepared, that each moment here, we can give birth to the spiritual degree. Yeah.
Wow. Qué hermoso, amigos. Realmente.
Wow. Amazing, friends. Amazing. Really, the heart is just from feeling that we're together, feeling that we are united. And this is thanks to our preparation. And preparation is not just in Latin America, not just in New Jersey, not just in the United States, but preparation is from everyone, from all the world's clear. The whole heart, the whole group is putting its penny, its grain, that enables us to come to this Congress. And every Congress is like a new degree. We're rising on the ladder. We're coming to a new degree where we all unite, where we're continuing our path. And it really is exciting. From Colombia, we're coming 12 people who are going to attend the Congress. We're also going to have a mirror Congress here in Bogota. And all of us will be united together. We'll be able to receive this amazing feeling, this wonderful sense of connection that our Rav will take us through level after level, step by step in this connection, what the Creator enables us in this generation. And it's a huge privilege to be together with Rav that is leading us like children, taking us through our growth, slowly, slowly, towards connection, towards greater and greater connection. What for? For us to be able to grant this connection that we will attain in this convention. So this is the top, this is the peak, and that will be given to everyone. This is something that we'll truly be able to grant to all of humanity with this vast heart we have here together. And for that, we want to raise L'chaim to you all, because this is what we're doing. We're building, and every single group in the world is part of building this world clear. So, we're preparing for a workshop. Let's get circle up, and let's read an excerpt to enter the workshop. So, all, let's circle up. And we're reading from Shamati.
El asunto de la limitación.
We're reading from Shamati. The matter of limitation is restricted by the state he is in, and not to want greatness, but in the current state where he is, he wants to remain for eternity. And that is called constant adhesion. And the extent of greatness that he has is not important, but it can even be the smallest portion of katnut. But if that illuminates for eternity, that is considered that he was rewarded with constant adhesion. However, he who yearns for greater gadlut, that is already called surplus. Again. The matter of limitation.
El asunto de la limitación consiste en limitar el estado.
The matter of limitation is to limit his state that he is in, and not to want gadlut, greatness, but in the current state that he is, he wants to remain forever. And that is called adhesion, constant adhesion. And it doesn't matter to the extent he has gadlut, but even if it will be the smallest katnut possible, but if that illuminates for eternity, that is called that he was rewarded with constant adhesion. However, if someone yearns for greater gadlut, that is called a luxury. So, a workshop question is a question based on the daily task. How do I only care for the point of adhesion with the upper light? Again, how can I be concerned only with a point of adhesion with the upper light? Let's do it, friends.
I cannot worry for this point of gadlut for myself. I can only receive the importance from you guys, from my ten. And this is all the secret of this work, that you're only a reflection of your environment and what your environment does to you. And this point of importance you can receive only for your ten.
Try to put him in every state, especially now that he prepared us, he gave us this question through our great friends from Colombia, and he constantly wants to bring us closer, so we should always try and be in that perception of how important it is for him to come closer to us.
Yes, and every time the importance grows and your desire grows, you reach his prayer, you reach your something that is eternal.
Yep, and throughout the day, we need to remember that it all comes from the Creator, that we must remind this to each other all the time. We have the actions we do throughout the day, and we need to constantly remind this to each other that there is none else besides Him. He does all the actions, and we have no deeds, and it is only Him who does and is doing and will do all the actions.
All our gatherings that we're doing in the morning and now, they are ever strengthening us every time. They give us importance, and the preparation that we are making for those gatherings, it makes our mission clear, how our friends thinking during all the day, how can we put more effort, how can we unite more. It just helps a lot.
We need to constantly care for this point of adhesion with the upper light, and this is from caring for the kli. The light is in a special quality, opposite of ours, and in order to feel this special quality, we need to build this special attitude between us, above our will to receive, above our nature, to reach that same mutual request.
And today, in the Zoom we had, we read this article from Shamari and from other sources. When we try to feel what our teachers want to tell us through their light, we can receive from them guidance and power and support, how to connect to all this picture of reality where the Creator is good and does good. And in this Yeshivat Chaverim, all the friends in all the world who give their lives for this goal. This is the most important thing, that we can receive forces for all the week from this gathering.
Yep.
Let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Cuando el corazón
I don't know how to speak after that song. I think that was like better than the original. Amazing, amazing friend. Friends, I can't be more grateful today. It seems like everything that the Rav is giving us in the lesson is just manifesting day to day in our lives. This week has just been, an example of what we've been going over in the lessons about being an absolute zero and just annulling to the Creator's rule in our life. Just this morning, my car just broke down, and I wasn't able to make it to be with the friends. And this friend here sitting next to me drove out of his way, above reason, came and got me. I'm on the other side of town, brought me another hour to be with this friend here on my right. It's just it's so amazing that this friend was able to show us an example that really we want all the friends in the world to feel. This blanket of love and care and support that we all have here, and especially at the upcoming congresses that we have in South America and North America, we're going to have a chance to really, really just come to this point of adhesion with the Creator and feel His rule and His care, His hugging us in this space. And, we do have a clip that's been prepared for us that we're going to hear from Israel. But one other thing I want to mention is that this Congress seems like a very different experience, especially for those that have been preparing for this event. It seems like every day I get like 200 WhatsApp messages from different teams, friends that are working, nonstop, from 1 hour of the world to the next. It doesn't matter if they're here or in Moscow or in Europe, they're connected to us, they're helping us, they're supporting us. And it's just, it's an amazing thing to see now, coming into, 5 years being in this B'nai Baruch group. It's been such a transformation, such a wonderful experience that this is really something that I'm just truly grateful for to be a part of. And we're going to take it away to Israel to play this clip that's it's going to show us the venue, what it's going to be like in North America, where we're going to be meeting for the Congress. So please, Petah Tikva, take it away. Thank you, friends. L'chaim.
The idea is simple. As much as you serious, the Creator becomes serious with you. And it brings you to all sorts of states. Then you start to understand His connection to you. And in this matter, He will teach you, but only in the form as much as you agree to study from Him. From the inside, you may not feel that he created all this image for you, that there are friends, there are different places like Toledo. This is all an image that he paints inside of you, and you are inside this painting. Try through this painting to be in contact with the painter. Try to be connected with him through this painting that he paints for you, as if you are in this world going through all sorts of states, but all the time you just want to be davuk, adhered to him. You think that you are far from spirituality, but where do you know this from? Try through those efforts, you will start to feel that he is everywhere and you are everywhere.
Wow, wow. Wow, great friends. What joy, right? Gosh, we're sitting here in Los Angeles, truly, wanted to realize these words that Rav and the great Kabbalists and the efforts that they're showing us, such great examples of lifetimes of preparation. And what joy. I truly want to just convey this experience that we had here in BBLA, coming together just to be as one voice, to give you not only the importance, but to hopefully fan the flames and realize that there is no time and space, that we're constantly amplifying love. We're constantly looking for more desire, and we have an amazing opportunity every day. We call it the daily lesson, but it could be a congress that's going on every single day. It's a 3-hour congress where the sparks come together, and we just follow the words of the Kabbalist. We prepare for the spiritual battle that we're on. And then once we get to this Congress, friends, we've crossed Maksum. We've annulled. We felt so much importance because nothing kept us, and all the tests and all the efforts are counted, and we're no longer virtual. We're no longer just a thought or an image on the screen. We can actually hug each other. We can really rub these stones together and look in each other's eyes and get the fuel that we need to continue on the spiritual path as spiritual warriors that you are, constantly doing the work, constantly bringing him contentment for his sake. And I'm so grateful that we're able to feel joy and let it go through us as one kli here to the entire world kli. And like we said, every single day is a congress. Every single day it's an opportunity to come together, to make the efforts, and to be as one. L'chaim.
Time to realize your dream. The world has one family. Loving each other, each for the other, together in harmony. Time to realize your dream. The world has one family. Loving each other, each for the other, together in harmony.
I just want to start with a great gratitude to the Creator, to all of you, my dear family.
I wish there was a way where you could just feel what's happening inside. I feel totally, totally filled with joy to be amongst these friends.
There's no air here. The air is thick because what exists between us, what lies between us, is the Creator. And He's here.
Y así juntos siempre vivir, una familia, un solo corazón. Para
today we had an opportunity. More than 1,000 people, they all asked together from the Creator, help me not think of myself.
We are the one. It doesn't matter where you come from. So I want to say, you always in my heart. It's you, brothers.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Once again, we are with our new segment of the Next Degree.
We found that there are many things happening in our amazing world, clearly that no one even knows about. So, in order for us to be able to report on every single action that happens in the world, clearly we created a form on Tziva Tova so that each and every one will be able to update.
So, what
the
do we want to
news
know?
Form.
Every dissemination action that happens near you, giving out flyers, a wedding, a picnic, lectures, more and more. Let's see the form.
As you can see, the form is in four languages, convenient for everyone. You fill in your details, described about the event, and most important is to upload pictures and videos. After 8 months of working on our virtual university, our online university went up in Hebrew.
In the first step, there were three courses: Kabbalah in simple words, Kabbalah in science, and Kabbalah with the holidays of Israel.
And in the near future, we're also planning on opening live courses, so you're invited to go in and share u.kab.u.co.il. So let's see a short clip. So what's going to happen to my life? I can take them wherever I want. Or maybe everything is already predetermined. And if we're ready to take my life with my two hands, then to where? Relationships, family, money, career. Is there anything beyond? What is the purpose of this thing that we call our lives? If you have similar questions awakening in you, I'd like to invite you to join me to a special course where I'll share with you the wisdom that changed my life, the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah in simple words.
English. We have a new YouTube channel where Rav Lightman talks about anti-Semitism and the duty of Israel. This is a new project that Neil Spielberg leads from New York.
Leo Spielberg. And a new semester that you know that opened in Kabi. You remember from last week, right? So 3,862 new students started on Kabi. That's 1,000 more than we had in the same semester last year. And by the way, in the semester before that, we broke a record of registrations, 4,420 students.
Impressive indeed. And for the news in Hebrew, last Monday we started a new course with the Kabbalah Lam with Lior Gur and Itai Rafaeli. It's tomorrow. It starts in Be'er Sheva. the first semester with Yoav Bar.
And on Monday, we have an intro lecture in Rehovot with Gilad Nahari. And in Modi'in with Ami Lieberman. And on Tuesday, we have an intro lecture in Ashdod with Yotam Dekel. Everyone is invited to invite their friends, their relatives who lives in Rehovot Modi'in Ashdod to the intro lectures.
And for dessert, friends, do you know what happens right now in this very moment in our building on the floor below? We have an event of the Day of Independence that we are having in the Great Meal Hall. We started an event of Independence Day with new students that are visiting our building. So let's think about their success of this event. And of course, in next week, we will watch a clip of this event.
And after this chain of congresses, we're going to start a new area on our Yeshivat Chavirim, which is called the Katavim section. The reporter section, this new section of the show, will present the most important meeting we have in the week where Rav gives birth to the core of dissemination.
Sharon, did you notice something surprising that we have Yeshivat Chavarim and a meeting of our writers?
Yeah, gathering of friends and gathering of writers. Interesting. Okay, so let's watch a short clip. Clip. Clip.
Clip.
Clip.
The clip of the gathering of writers. Correct.
Chadashot berusit.
News in Russian. Friends, last week we had a meeting of the Russian department of the whole world, of the whole Russian-speaking Kli, about new projects and ongoing projects, about joining forces with all the different teams, and of course they had a picnic. Of course, we are not stopping, not in green, not in yellow, and not in red. And we already started writing the new newspapers. So whoever wants to participate is invited to send Dudi an email.
Latin America. Last week, there was a very, very special gathering in Santiago. The group all got together and worked on the connection between them. There was an organized schedule, a meal, the Yeshivat Chavarim, and more.
Those social gatherings are giving a lot of strength to the group. Gatherings between the young group and the
secret spice that strengthens the group. Our friend from the field made a short clip. Let's see. Looking good. They deserve it.
It's an example how you create a situation that raises the importance of the goal and the importance of bestowal, a great lechaim to the friends from Santiago with a young group and a veteran group.
Okay, what's going on? Hold on. We have a live breakthrough here. Breaking news. Oh, a new project. A new project starting at these very days. They're taking all of these excerpts. What are they taking?
Clips of Rav from the trips.
Right, clips from Rav's trips to Spain, to Iceland, to make them available to all. And you know who's responsible for this project? Guess.
Mikhail Sanilevich.
And to summarize, we invite you all to send us updates for the news through Sviva Tova.
And we're doing all of this only to give an example of the importance of the goal and the importance of dissemination. We will meet you next week.
Sentimos muy cercano y con todo el corazón le enviamos este video. Le caen. Bye.
O cabalice, o cabalice, pelo ajo, tanto, tanto, esse chanada, vem da gente, se vai me ver. Era la luce di domora, potera con tanto copiatore, e Davide se fosse un po' ma fa naturale. Una sigaretta a bocca, chiama di rinda sac, e se ne va smattasca per tutta la città. O cabalista, o cabalista, è l'umaggio, tutta lontana, e se c'è data, mentre la gente se va a divertire, è l'importanza, è l'intenzione, è buona nazione, prega la luce, che vi corregge, e se guardate, ma buon facendo. Cocco bodo samareggia, carandarra e pasaizia, ma è soltanto un momento, e chi la vince la festeggia. O cabalista, o cabalista, è l'umagione, tutta lontana, e si c'è data, e la gente se va a divertire. O cabalista, belo alho, é tutta lutada, é se chedada, é da gente se va a divertir, é l'importanza, é l'intenzione, boba nazione, regalante, che vi corregge, e se ho guardato, ma boba faceta. Cocco bode samareggio, carandere e posaizio, ma è soltanto un momento, e tu la vince la festeggia. O cabalista, o cabalista, bello maggiore.
Hello.